नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 17 एंटाइटल्ड द लॉर्ड एग्रीज टू बिकम अदितिस सन टेक्स्ट 8 प्लीज रिसाइट श्री अदिति रुवाच यज्ञेश यज्ञ पुरुषाच्युत तीर्थ पाद तीर्थ श्रव श्रवण मंगल नाम धेय आपन्न लोक वृजिनो पशमोदयाद्य शमन क्रीडीश भगवन असि दीननाथ ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रीलयसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन द गॉडेस अदिति सेड ओ मास्टर एंड एंजॉयर ऑफ ऑल सैक्रिफिशियल सेरेमनीज O infallible and most famous person, whose name when chanted spreads all good fortune. O original supreme personality of Godhead, supreme controller, shelter of all holy places. You are the shelter of all poor, suffering, living entities. And you have appeared to diminish their suffering. Please be kind to us and spread our good fortune. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the master of those who observe vows and austerities. And it is He who bestows benedictions upon them. He is worshipable for the devotee throughout the devotee's life, for He never breaks His promises. As he says in Bhagavad Gita 9.31, Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. The Lord is addressed here as Achyuta, the infallible, because he takes care of his devotees. Anyone inimical to the devotees is certainly vanquished by the mercy of the Lord. The Lord is the source of the Ganges water and therefore He is addressed here as Tirtha Pada, indicating that all the holy places are at His lotus feet. Or that whatever He touches with His foot becomes a holy place. Bhagavad Gita, for example, begins with the words Dharma Kshetre Kuru Kshetre. Because the Lord was present on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, it became a dharma kshetra, a place of pilgrimage. Therefore, Pandavas, who were extremely religious, were assured of victory. Any place where the Supreme Personality of Godhead displays His pastimes, such as Vrindavan or Dwarka, becomes a holy place. The chanting of the holy names of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is pleasing to the ear and it expands good fortune to the audience who hears it chanted. Owing to the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Aditi was fully assured that the troublesome condition created for her by the demons would now be ended. Seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas before attempting to speak something. We used to hear in our childhood about this so many things in our schools and homes and colleges about signs of bad omen. If you are going out somewhere and a cat crosses you, it's going to be so inauspicious. If you are going somewhere and suddenly you ask for drinking water, I don't know if now this will be considered. If you drink water before going out, it is considered as so inauspicious. Then you have to sit down and wait 5 minutes and let the inauspicious moment pass away, and then you can go out of home. And so many like this. So, and if somebody is going out and somebody from the backside asks, "Where are you going?" It's considered so inauspicious. They would get so angry. "Why did you ask this question? All my work will be spoiled." So then sit down for some time. Wait 10, 15 minutes. Then you can go out. So many. But Prabhupada's explanation is the whole material world is inauspicious. The very fact you are existing in material world, it is inauspicious. The very moment you get up in the material world, in the morning, the first thought which comes is, we don't know what next is going to face us. And the whole fear is so overwhelming that this material world, every day, some, as Prabhupada says, undesirable happening. At every step, there is some undesirable happening. You don't know what you may face next. So material world is a place of all contamination, all fear and all distress. And actually the very existence in material world is so inauspicious. Every step in material world is so inauspicious. Unless somebody has a connection with Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. And therefore this goddess Aditi here says, "O master and enjoyer of all sacrificial ceremonies, O infallible and most famous." So very nice words are used to glorify the Supreme Lord. "O infallible and most famous." His fame never falls. He's Achyuta. He never fails to provide auspiciousness. He never falls down to the contamination of this material world. "Whose name when chanted spreads all good fortune." Then it says, "O original Supreme Personality of Godhead, shelter of all holy places." Holy places are supposed to be purification, or provide all purification. So shelter of all holy places, even holy places take shelter at his lotus feet. "You are the shelter of all poor, suffering, living entities." Dinanatha. "Shelter of poor, and you have appeared to diminish their suffering. Please be kind to us and spread our good fortune." So this is very interesting. The material world, which is a place of all auspiciousness, and a person becomes so fearful. The only thing, he doesn't know how to handle these situations, because anything undesirable happens, as Prabhupada says, just like a forest fire takes place without anybody setting that fire. It just takes place. So material world inauspiciousness just lands up on our life. Nobody invites inauspicious situations. Even if no cat crosses, even if one doesn't drink water, even nobody calls us from behind, still any inauspicious thing can happen. So what one can do? So we were reading this in first canto, in one of the chapters, where Maharaj Yudhishthir, when Krishna has left this planet of earth, and Krishna has left with all Yadu dynasty, and if you see, Yudhishthir Maharaj, he was told by Narad Muni that how very soon Lord Krishna is going to end his mission. So therefore, do not take so much interest in the activities of this material world. As soon as Lord finishes a mission, you should also wind up your activities. Because the whole purpose of coming here was assisting in the Lord's mission. So Yudhishthira Maharaj, sitting in Hastinapur, is constantly meditating that this was Narad Muni's prediction. And as the time passes and as Lord Krishna actually leaves, the activities of Kali Yuga fully takes over the whole existence. And Arjun, who has gone to Dwarka to meet Lord Krishna to find out about what is his plans, he doesn't come back. And along with all this, Yudhishthira Maharaj starts observing some of the very unfavorable, undesirable, or certain bad omens in the society. He sees that the whole world is overcome by this nice verse. It says, "Kalam tu rudrasya gatim viparyastu ritu dharmina." That all the there are changes in external atmosphere and there are changes in the internal atmosphere. Externally, there are seasonal irregularities. Papiya seem nirinam vartam. People are taking to foul means of livelihood. Prabhupada explains what is foul means of livelihood. When they give up their own prescribed duty and goes for another's prescribed duty. Foul means of livelihood. And then he says, krodha lobha nrita atmanam. People have become very greedy, very anger. Krodha lobha nrita atmanam. Then they are taking to falsehood, duplicity, cheating propensities. It further says, jim prayam cha vyavaritam. In their behavior, even in the most ordinary dealings, it is full of cheating. The simplicity and straightforwardness is missing. Even in the most ordinary dealings, it is full of cheating. Jim prayam vyavaritam. You see, in the bus, sometimes they're traveling in the bus, and just for that 1 rupee confusion, so much fight takes place, you know. Just the small dealings, you know. So much cheating is there. The jim prayam cha vyavaritam. Shatyam Mishram Sauhridam. Even among the most intimate relations, Sauhridam, what is there? Shatyam Mishram. There is duplicity. One cannot keep faith even on the so-called friend sitting next to him 24 hours, 24/7, 365 days. One cannot keep faith because there is a fear of duplicity. Right? And it is pervading everywhere. Like yesterday, yesterday we were doing some service. I'm sure that devotee is listening to the past, this whole thing. So we were doing this, I just thought of helping him somehow. I thought that let me go and help. So I had my own reasons to help, personal reasons, for my personal purification, I wanted to do some service. And I went to do the service and this devotee gets warmed up. For 15 minutes he could not digest. What are you here for? What is the reason behind it? Of course, being a devotee, it's not duplicitous, I would say. But the whole tendency in this material world, when you do some favor to someone, the other person immediately gets warned. What is it? Because never to be seen like that. It never happens. That's something without any reason. So, jim prayam cha vyavaritam, shatyam mishram cha sauhridam. Even sauhridam, in the most intimate relationship, when somebody comes close, you immediately get warned up. When somebody speaks sweetly, must have come for some duplicitous reason, isn't it? The most sweet speakers are most difficult to believe, isn't it? So most sweet speakers are most difficult. It's so difficult. Something is wrong. So satyam mishram cha sauhridam, pitre matri suhrit bhratri dampatinam cha kalkanam. And Yudhishthira Maharaj was wondering that there is mutual quarrel and disagreement among pitra, matri, fathers, mothers, brothers, well-wishers, and husbands and wives. It was never to be seen. Our small thing, there is cheating propensity. Our small thing, there is hypocrisy. And our small things, there is mutual disagreement. It's so difficult. Like yesterday, I don't know, somewhere we were discussing that how somebody finished their 25th marriage anniversary. And somebody commented, I just can't imagine how two souls can live together for such a long time. It's so difficult. But for Yudhishthira Maharaj, the whole conception was so difficult to digest that such a thing is noticed in this age, in his presence. Dampati naam chakalkanam and shathya mishram, hypocrisy and jim prayam, cheating over small things. Why? He could not digest. And there are many bad omens. So there are reverses in the external atmosphere. There are reverses in the internal atmosphere. Internally, the heart is full of so many disturbances, so many upsurges, so many upheavals, so many peaceless situations. The mind is always disturbed. And the outside also, everything is upheaval. Suddenly in the winter, there's rainy season. Suddenly in the summer, all different kind of seasons are manifesting. All kind of viparyastu ritu dharmina. There are seasonal irregularities. And then you're noticing so many bad omens. So Maharaj Yudhishthira is noticing all this. And then he gives his realization. After noticing all the bad omens, after seeing the prediction of Shastras, prediction of Narad Muni, that very soon Lord Krishna is going to leave this planet. And Arjuna has not come back. He thinks,
Manne etir mahut patir nunama bhagavata padai.
Very soon you see some external and internal disturbance, external upheavals and internal upheavals, external peaceless situation and eternal peaceless situations. Hypocrisy, cheating, mutual disagreement, quarrels. People find it difficult to stay together, tolerate each other together. What one should understand? Manya eter mahut pate. I take it for granted that this mahut pate, this utpat which is coming up at every step, there is some utpat coming up, these upsurges, these difficult to tolerate situations. Why they are coming up?
Nunama bhagavata padai.
Nunama, for the want of. Because there is a desperate need of something. What is that?
Bhagavata padai.
The lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna are missing on this planet earth. There can be no other reason but lotus feet of Lord Krishna, who bestows all auspiciousness, is missing on this planet earth.
Ananya purusha shribhir.
Ananya purusha shribhir. Ananya means extraordinary. That original supreme purusha who is marked by extraordinary opulences. Remembering whose lotus feet, even the earth is crying and thinking, where is those lotus feet? When Lord was there on this planet earth, every moment the whole earth was decorated by the lotus feet of the Lord. In fact, at one place, the personality of earth is remembering that in fact the queens of Dwarka, they also were not getting constant association of Krishna. At times he was there, at times he was not there. He was absent from the home. But on my head, on my surface, lotus feet were constantly there. I got so attached to the lotus feet. Who will suffer more than me, because I was constantly in touch, whether Krishna was at Vrindavan, he was in Mathura, he was in Dwarka, wherever he was, my surface, or he was in battlefield of Kurukshetra, my surface was constantly decorated with the touch of Lord's lotus feet, which bestows all good fortune.
Manne etir mahut patir nunama bhagvata padai ananya purusha shribhir hina bhu hata saubhaga.
Bhu, the earth planet has now been bereft. Hata saubhaga, has been bereft of all the good fortune. This was a realization of Yudhishthira Maharaj. That as soon as you notice some upsurge, one should understand the only cause which can be is the lack of the lotus feet of Supreme Personality. Like somebody recently was asking me this question. He said, Bhagavatam offers in 7th chapter, Yasyam vai shruya manayam krishne parama purushe bhakti rutpad shoka moha bhayapah. Bhagavatam offers to dispel all shoka, all moha, all bhaya. Fear, lamentation, illusion is all dispelled if you take shelter of Bhagavatam. So he's asking, now I am reading Bhagavatam since so many months, but still at times I notice I come under the influence of these upsurges. Upsurges of lamentation at small reasons. Upsurges of illusion. Upsurges of fear. Upsurges of many anarthas. Why? Because Bhagavata Padaye, when Lord's lotus feet are there, Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki, naturally, Nashtaprayesho Bhadrishu, all the inauspicious has to be dispelled. Like here, Goddess Aditi is telling, you are the bestower of all good fortune. So like that he was asking, why it is not taking place? So we were discussing, yes, there is nothing wrong in the process. It definitely offers 100% guarantee of firm, strong connection with the Supreme Lord. But as Bhagavatam requires, the approach of submissive attention and with great patience. There has to be strong connection. Connection is very weak now. So as soon as a strong connection by constant practice is established, naturally this mahut patir, as Yudhishthira Maharaj is saying, these upsurges will not take place. So therefore it says that Yudhishthira Maharaj could sense that Krishna's lotus feet are missing. Similarly, if somebody is not taking shelter of the process, an expert person can sense that his connection with Krishna is very poor. He is still under the influence of these upsurges.
One need to work on this connection with Supreme Lord Krishna, because it's a fact that if there is a strong connection, Nunama Bhagavata Padaye, as soon as Bhagavata Padaye, the connection with Lord's lotus feet is established, there is no question of the upsurges. Because Bhoktaram Yagyatapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam Gyatva Mam Shantim Richati. This word says, enjoyer of all sacrificial ceremonies. When the Supreme Lord is satisfied, as also Prabhupada writes in the purport, Supreme Personality is the master of those who observe vows and austerities. And it is He who bestows benedictions upon them. So if somebody by his sacrifices, by his austerities, by his personal relationship with Krishna, pleases Krishna, Prabhupada writes that an action is judged. How one judges how an action is perfect? An action is judged whether it is perfect or not perfect depending on the satisfaction of Supreme Lord Krishna and not based on anybody's personal whims. So therefore one has to see very carefully from the vision of Pashyanti Jnana Chakshusha, from the vision of Sadhu, Guru and Shastra, that what pleases the Lord, the master of all sacrificial ceremonies, who is the master of those who observe severe vows and austerities. Gyatva Mam Shantim Richati. When one understands the pleasure of the Lord, then one achieves the supreme peace. Yudhishthira Maharaj, further looking at Arjuna's situation, he looks at Arjuna's face and he finds him so... He suspected that there can be no other cause but Krishna has left. But when he sees Arjuna's pale, down-looking face, lacking all luster, he asks him so many reasons. He says, why are you looking so pale? Why are you looking dispossessed of all fortune? Is it that you have... Are you physically sick? Are you not keeping good health? Tejo Bhrashti Vibhasi me. Why the luster of your face has gone down? Isn't it somebody sick, the luster? Or Kachin Nabi Hata Bhave, whether somebody has spoken very unfriendly words to you? Isn't it? Unfriendly words. Somebody insults you, a very respectable person insulted. Immediately the face is down. You can sense something wrong has happened. Kachin Nabi Hata Bhave. Na Datta Muktam Arthibe. Or you promise to give someone some charity? Or somebody approached you for some charity, you could not give it. Or maybe you have contacted some woman of impeachable character. Or is it that you could not give shelter to someone who asked shelter from you? But after asking many reasons, Yudhishthira Maharaj gives his final understanding. Kachin priyatam enath hridayena atma banduna. Is it? Arjuna, please tell me, is it that your face is so down and pale and you have lost all the luster because you have lost connection with your most dear friend Shri Krishna? You know, Yudhishthira Maharaj, if you read that verse, Yudhishthira Maharaj comes in his final, you know, desperation. Because he himself cannot tolerate. Prabhupada says, no one is more dear to any living entity than Krishna. No one is more dear. And Yudhishthira Maharaj, as a pure devotee, could understand the feelings of other person, other pure devotee. Is it, Arjuna, why you are so depressed? Why your face is so pale and down looking? Because Kachit Priya Tame Natha, is it that your most dear friend, intimate friend Krishna has left you? And Yudhishthira didn't want to actually speak this. He was most fearful of speaking this statement because he personally did not want to lose Krishna's association. Shunya Asmi Rahito Nityam Manyate Anyathana Ruk. Shunya Asmi. Is it this, because of this, that the whole world appears to be bereft, null and void, absolutely, unfavorable to live here? Is it like body without life? Without Krishna, the body, shunya asmi rahito nityam, loko hi apriya darshana, the whole world appears to be unfavorable to live. The whole purpose of material creation is to develop a strong relationship with Krishna, and if somebody has not developed that relationship, na utpade yadiratim shrama eva hi kevalam. The whole purpose is shrama. It's useless. Because the most dear object of living entity is Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one has not developed that connection with Krishna,
what naturally at every step you can see his face absolutely full of voidism, looking for pleasure, hungry, desperate, finding pleasure in all abnormal means, trying to satisfy by holding on to shelter of this material world. The greatest foolishness by not taking shelter of the real process where he finds the shelter of Supreme Lord Krishna. So like that, so many causes. Arjuna might be depressed, but the real cause, priyatame nath hridayenat bandhuna. Whether you have lost the friendship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now Arjuna, Yudhishthira Maharaj's such words are very, very deeply affect him. Because Yudhishthira Maharaj asked with such deep, provoking statements, or you can say, intrigues him so much. That Arjuna, this or that, why you are depressed? Why the whole world is full of misfortune? Why there are bad omens? And Arjuna, it takes Arjuna deep into the memories. How at every moment he was offered the supreme fortune by the presence of Supreme Lord Krishna. He goes into deep and deep memories. Like Baldev Prabhu gave a wonderful Sunday Bhagavatam class one of those few Sundays back. How at every moment Pandavas were given protection by Krishna. So Arjuna goes deep into his memories. That what is it? Arjuna goes, when Yudhishthira provokes him so much, Arjuna was already grief-stricken and now becomes over-grieved. Yudhishthira is asking so many inquiries. Finally, he comes to the real point. On the other side, Yudhishthira is thinking that Arjun didn't want to ask directly about whether Krishna has left, Yadus have left. So he indirectly asks. He also asks him indirectly, is it that the pious assembly at Dwarka is enjoying nicely? How is Vasudev? How is Devaki? How are all sons of Krishna? And then he goes into all this. Why he asks this question? He explains. Sutta Goswami explains there. He says, Mangalayacha Lokanam Shemayacha Bhavayacha. He says the pious assembly where Lord Krishna resides, the pious assembly which is marked by the lotus feet of Krishna, the pious assembly which is where Lord Krishna is personally present by his variegated energies. Mangalayacha Lokanam, such a place is naturally going to be all auspicious. So somebody asked me this question. He said, you said that devotional service provides all auspiciousness. In my life, all auspiciousness is supposed to come. But material life world is full of inauspiciousness. At every step there is inauspiciousness. None of my reactions are disappearing. I am still suffering everything. So I said, Prabhu, material world will never change. Yudhishthira Maharaj said, undesirable existences. Material world will never change. That will stay as it is. Do not keep any false expectations. What he says, Mangalayacha Lokanam Shemayacha Bhavayacha. But the residents of Yadu are still enjoying. How? That is explained there. Mangalayacha Lokanam, one who provides auspiciousness. Shemayacha Bhavayacha. He not only makes this creation auspicious, but even the next life. By his presence, you become prepared for liberation. Simply by understanding his transcendental birth and activities, you get liberated. So, Mangalayacha Lokanam Shemayacha Bhavayacha Aste Yadu Kulambodav Adyananta Sakhapuman. So, Aste Yadu. The whole Yadu Vamsh is like an ocean. Just like Shirodakshai Vishnu is resting in the ocean. Just like Vishnu is resting in the ocean, Adyo Ananta Sakhapuman. Adyu, the original enjoyer, Krishna, who is that same Vishnu, is now enjoying in the ocean of Yadu dynasty. Ananta Sakha Puman, who is Ananta Sakha? Balaram. So Krishna with Balaram is enjoying the original personality in the Yadukul. So naturally, what is supposed to happen in Yadukul? Yad Bahudanda Guptayam, by his taking shelter of his arms, of his protection, under that, what is happening? Yadavo, those who deserve that protection, what are they doing? Kridanta. They are playing Mahapaurushika Iva, just like residents of Dwarka. Somebody who has perfectly taken shelter of the personality of Godhead, who has developed a very personal relationship and taken shelter in the arms of Supreme Personality, they are enjoying like residents of Dwarka. Sorry, residents of spiritual world, Mahapaurushika Iva, of Vaikuntha. So Yudhishthira Maharaj is thinking, if Krishna is still staying there, if they are still enjoying the association of Krishna, naturally they are supposed to be enjoying like residents of spiritual world, free from all miseries. What misery can him? So instead of asking whether Krishna has left, he is asking whether they are still enjoying like residents of Mahapaurushika, like spiritual world. Just by seeing at someone's face, the glowing, brilliant face, you can say what consciousness he is in. Isn't it? Like going through, always likes to quote the Hanumanji's thing. That when Hanumanji came to meet Lord Ram, just by his language they could understand that what is the level of his education, what shastras he has read. So similarly, by the development of consciousness is very easily seen on one's face, on one's activities, on one's language. So he says, Mahapaurushika, the very fact they are enjoying means Krishna is still staying there. And then he says, Yat Pada Shushru Shanamukhya Padma Yat Karmana Yat Pada Shushru. By serving the lotus feet, which is the administering comforts to the lotus feet of that personality, which is the prime of most activities. Mukhya Karmana. If somebody administers comfort to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality, what is going to happen? Yat Pada Shushrushana Mukhya Karmana, the best of all activities is administering comforts to the lotus feet, serving the Lord. Satya Dayodviyashta Sahasra Yojit. 16,000 queens headed by Satya Bhama. Nirjitya Sankhe Tridasham Sadashisha Nirjitya Sankhe. In battlefield, it was taken by force for the pleasure of such queens who are rendering comforts to the Supreme Personality of Godhead continuously. For the pleasure of such queens, Lord Krishna went to the assembly of demigods. And Tridasham Sadashisha, those who rule the three planetary systems, he stole away what? Something which is enjoyed by them, the Parijata tree, just for the pleasure of the queens of Dwarka, who were administering comforts to Supreme Lord Krishna. And then he says, what about the great heroes of Yadu dynasty? And the great heroes of Yadu dynasty, Yad Bahudanda, those who are protected by the protection of the Lord, shelter of the Lord, those great Yadu Viras, Ahrita Balat, they, Sabham Sudharmam, they could get the assembly of Surasattamochitam, the assembly which is supposed to be enjoyed by demigods, which is not supposed to be planet on earth, present on earth planet. Even that assembly was brought here by force, just for the pleasure of Yadu Pravira, the great heroes of Yadu dynasty. So Yudhishthira Maharaj is explaining, anybody who is blessed by Supreme Lord Krishna, Prabhupada explains, anybody who is blessed, a pure devotee, can be showered unlimited powers by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can be given unlimited powers. Then he says he can be given unlimited opulences, even if it has to be brought by force from some other place, just for the pleasure, like we should read one of the pastimes of Srila Prabhupada in Bombay, how he acquired the land from Mr. N. And so many pastimes like that. Even if sometimes it is acquired by force, but Yadu Pravira, who have taken shelter of the Supreme Personality, Lord will assure all opulences. And even the most rare gifts will be offered. So it's therefore, it says here, you know, that, O infallible and most famous person, whose name, when chanted, spreads all good fortune. O original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme Controller, shelter of all holy places, you are the shelter of poor, suffering, living entities. Deen Natha, and you have appeared to diminish their suffering. Please be kind to us and spread our good fortune.
So who will be there? Like even Shaunak Rishi, all the Rishis also say that who will be there? Who has once rendered submissive hearing to such glories of Supreme Lord? Who has with an open heart, with great submissiveness, and more than that, with great deep respect, once offered his ears for hearing such glorious, such auspicious, such provider of all prosperity, such subject matters? Who is there who after hearing will not go and take shelter with full heart, with desperation of the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So therefore, you see, this is a realization of all the great souls. Goddess Aditi is telling. You are the shelter of all poor suffering. Who will not take shelter? Yad bahu danda, in the protection, whose shelter is experienced by all the residents of all the demigods, all the Dwarkavasis, from top to bottom, all the living entities, all our material world and all our spiritual world. Go for that shelter. Who will not take shelter of such a personality and get deliverance? Shelter of whose lotus feet? Yath padas, what is samashita pad pallava pallavam. Whose shelter makes the whole ocean of material world looks like a small hoofprint of a calf. It becomes so easy to cross over by taking his shelter. Who is that unintelligent person? Who is that lazy, dull-headed, useless personality of this world who will not go for such a shelter and try to cross over this ocean by man-made plans? Daivi hai esha gunamai mama maya durataya. Who can cross over this Daivi esha, who is insurmountable energy of mine? So please be kind to us and spread our good fortune. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Granthrasya Bhagavatam ki jai. Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki jai.